Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to April Fool's Day. Have you had any pranks pulled on you yet? I know some people just can't hardly wait till April Fool's Day to pull another prank. And I know there are families where they go back and forth and who can top that one. Well, I had a friend the other day said, well, why do we have April Fool's Day? Why isn't there a Fool's Day every month? Or where did that all begin? Well, like most things, it goes back a long ways, nothing recent. And it's celebrated basically around the world in various kinds of ways. As usual, there's no agreement in the authorities of how it began, but most of them say that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582, when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. And that was done by law. Council of Trent made this decision. And of course, the Julian calendar, the new year began with the spring equinox around April 1st. And so when it was changed, the new year began with January 1st. And because some people were slow to get the news, which is understandable, to recognize the start of the new year, they continued to celebrate the last week of March through April 1st as the day the new year began and became the butt of jokes and hoaxes and were called April Fools. So there are, as I said, a lot of different ways that people have done that. But it's not just in terms of individuals. Sometimes it's, like newspapers, magazines, maybe a company. It's a lot of different things. So this supposedly is one of the biggest ones. This was in 1957. It's called the Great Spaghetti Harvest. Seemingly someone cited online more than any other prank. This is in from the British Broadcasting Corporation. The network reported April 1st, 1957, that a region in Switzerland was having a bountiful spaghetti crop that year. And quoted, according to History.com, spaghetti wasn't a common food in Britain at that time. The story even showed people picking spaghetti strands from trees. This led to a mountain of calls to the BBC as to how people could grow their own spaghetti trees. And the network milked that joke for a while before coming clean. The story showed people picking spaghetti strands from trees, and, you know, everybody thought, well, hey, this is a great way to get spaghetti. But they let that go on for a while. Then another one, this was in 1985. Some people say this is the best April Fool's prank ever in the sports world. The April 1st, 1985 edition of Sports Illustrated arrived in folks' mailboxes with a story on an unknown New York Mets prospect. The story went like this. Finch allegedly could throw a baseball 168 miles per hour. That's more than 60 miles per hour faster than the fastest pitch ever thrown, even today. So play the horn only one, only one shoe, and generally was considered wildly eccentric. Mets players and coaches went along with the ruse, and there were even pics of Sid Winch. Fans and news outlets heavily followed the story until the magazine finally said, nope, that's a hoax. But it was 15 days that they let this article run before telling the truth. Some other things that have happened, again, I think maybe England, Britain really celebrates April Fool's Day because some of the best pranks comes from them. In 1857, people could buy a ticket to Washing the Lions at the Tower of London. And, of course, that event was not taking place. How about in Ireland? It was a traditional to entrust the victim with an important letter to be given to a named person. That person would read the letter, then ask the victim to take it to someone else, and so on. Finally, the letter, when opened, contained the words, "Send the fool further." So that's kind of a fun one, kind of like one of those, I don't know if you've ever been in on one of those recipe sharing and whatever, you pass it from one person to the next. Well, this one is an important letter that gets sent from person to person. And in Danes, Finns, Icelanders, Norwegians, and Swedes celebrate, and most news media outlets will publish exactly one false story on April 1st for the newspapers, and it typically will be a first-page article, but not the top headline. So if you're in Sweden or Norway or in those countries, you better read that paper twice and maybe not depend on what's there on the front page for at least a little while. And in a number of countries, April Fool's jokes are not to be played after noon, so only in the early morning or the morning. After that, you're not supposed to be trying to fool other people. So some fun things that this is for grandmas and moms and whoever like to have riddles. And so I ran across some that I thought were kind of fun. You might remember one or two if you have somebody to share riddles with, all having to do with April Fools. And the first one is knock, knock. Who doesn't like a knock, knock joke? Well, it's really simple. Who's there? April. April who? April Fools. And another one is, why can April jump so high? It's spring. And April Fool's Day is like a huge open mic night. Millions of people go out of their way to demonstrate how unfunny they are. Here's one that some kids will like. If they know about Frankenstein, they'll say, what monster plays the most April Fool's jokes? Frankenstein. And a couple of pranksters broke into the local police station and stole all the lavatory equipment. A spokesperson said, we have absolutely nothing to sit on. Or how about, what's the stepladder's favorite holiday? April Stool's Day. And what did April Fool's Day say after it won an award? Prank you. All a play on words, of course, and for some people, that's a really fun thing to do and probably can make up their own. And what do you call a hammer bought on April 1st? An April tool. So that's all my jokes and all my information for today, but here's my favorite question until next time. Babies born on March 31st are the easiest to prank on April Fools. They were literally born yesterday.